All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Ntlakamch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys this June 26, 2025. Our subject is going to be on communication. We have some of our usual guests coming in, which is our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. And also, we have a special guest in the house with us, our Lady Fahima. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, we shall have our president of Minnetonka Park Association coming in. And also, my brother, Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC. So stay tuned for those co-hosts that we'll have coming up. We also have some great music coming up. We have Gozu. We have a special song picked by our brother Kanvar, the music coordinator for CJSF, and his song is called Bog in Lacan.
Wonderful.
So we'll get him to introduce that song when it comes up. We also have some music from Shkwaish, its tag team. Also, we have Rosa Damask. And if we have enough time, the Swinging Blue Jeans. So stay tuned for all those. We welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Belgium, from France, from Spain, from Italy, from Africa, from Egypt, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, all across North America, United States and Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. So we're going to start off our program with some energetic music, and we're going to go with Gozu and their song Oldie. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone. Here goes.
Translated night.
All right, we're back. That was Gozu and their song Oldie. So we got on the line with us. We have our brother Wegedesk, and we'd love to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. My pleasure, guys. And happy Thursday to you, Eagle Nation. Such an honor to tune in with you. Yeah, let's get these deep breaths going right by relaxing our body. Let's relax our belly and our jaw and get ready to bring the love of the universe into you. All right? 3, 2, 1, in with the nose. Let's go.
Yes. I already swimming.
Awesome, brother. Man, it's always great to get that oxygen into our lungs and into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject. And today our subject is on communication, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, bro, what a great topic, because communication is really what I think sets us apart from every other species on Earth. Our ability to communicate so, like, powerfully with our voice and our ideas, it's such a powerful thing. So for us to utilize, you know, like, everybody's so excited about AI coming out, and it's going to be like, you know, just going to take over. It's like, well, we can already share ideas, and the more ideas that we can share amongst each other and get, you know, group collective going, where everybody's working for an overall benefit, then there's just more benefits going around. So I think communication is probably one of the most important things that we can do. And I'm really grateful for my ability to communicate that idea to you, Chief. How about you? What are you thinking about communication?
Well, I was thinking a lot about it lately, and it all stems from this radio program and the way that Counselor Fari set it up and even named it Free Voices. And it's such a special thing that we're able to come onto this radio program and go back to our oral traditional values and share with each other, share the benefits of being positive and using positive energy to inspire each other to get into human rights and justice, and empower each other to protect it and look out for it, not only for the benefit of ourselves, but for our friends and family all over. And I'm just very grateful that we're able to continue the legacy of Counselor Fari and her desire to protect and look after human rights for all of us, for all of humanity, and just everybody that we're associated and around, and to use our voices to communicate freedom and peace and these rights that we all sometimes we take it for granted, and it's just something to always remind each other. Wherever you are in the world, you know, you have human rights, and we just gotta look out for them, protect them, and make sure that we stay on the right path and continue to share our experience and wisdom to share with other people around to get to those upper echelons of existence in this world and in the universe. And we really appreciate you for bringing your experience and wisdom and helping us to share with one another all the benefits of positive thinking and energy.
Yeah, brother, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be online with you guys. Lots of love to you, and keep the deep breaths going, man. Bye
Thank you.
Bye for now. All right, that was our brother Wegedesk. Always special to get him in. He's a high diving champion of the world, and he's full of wisdom and experience, and always has special words to share with us. And we do have, we are going to replay our interview with Dr. Akfan, but we do have our brother Kanavar, the music coordinator for CJSF.
Yes.
And he chose a special song.
Hello.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, my friends. I'm Connor, the music coordinator here. Last weekend, they had the Scottish Highland Games, so Celtic and Gaelic history and communication has been at the forefront of my mind. And this is an album that is coming out tomorrow. We have our hands on it here at the CJSF playlist. One of my favorite artists, she is from the Hebrides, up in the northwestern part, the islands off the northwestern coast of Scotland, Bríce Héimbúl, and her new album, Sunwise, comes out tomorrow, and she is an expert in the small pipes. So they are related to the Scottish bagpipes, but they're much smaller, and generally they are, you don't have to blow constantly in them. They're kind of like hand-pumped kind of thing. But this track is super cool. It's called Bog an Lochan. And there is a little thing to read in the YouTube music video description, and it says, the Gaelic belief recognizes no fairyland or realm different from the earth's surface on which men live and move. The dwellings are underground, but it is on the natural face of the earth the fairies find their sustenance and pasture their cattle, and on which they forage and roam. The first of winter and the last night of the year is a favorite time for encounters with the fairies, as well as on wild, stormy nights of mist and driving rain. They are given to leaving their dwellings underground and taking away whomever of the human race they find helpless or unguarded or unwary. So this is a cut from Bríce Héimbúl's new album, Sunwise, entitled Bog an Lochan.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. And we really love when you bring your music in for us. It's always special.
It is a treat to join Free Voices every single time.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to play her song, and it's called Bog an Lochan.
Yeah, Bog an Lochan.
Okay. Okay, so enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you. Man, beautiful. That was powerful. Powerful, wow. Big pipes. That was Brigitte Cambrou. And the song was Bog in Lacan. Very special music. And we wanted to use this to introduce our interview with Dr. Akvan. He's a world-renowned international law lawyer of the United Nations and very special person. So we're going to play that now, and we'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Free Voices. We have an interview with my brother from another mother, Dr. Akvan. He's an international law lawyer from the United Nations. He has a lot of experience with war-torn countries such as Rwanda, Croatia, Sri Lanka, Cambodia, and just recently Bangladesh. So he's got a lot of experience in humanity, human rights, and we're just carrying on the program of Counselor Fari and her legacy of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we would like to ask Dr. Akvan, and first of all, thank you so much for joining us on Free Voices and giving us and sharing your time with us.
It's my pleasure to be back on your program again.
Yes, so we'd like to give you the floor to talk about the state of the world in recognizing its issues and problems and how we as individuals can affect it and change it in a positive way.
Well, I could begin by saying about the state of the world that it's a bit of a mess these days. And I think that I'm not saying anything that should surprise anyone. We live in a time of exceptional turmoil. And it is a time which is rather confusing because we see both the best and worst aspects of human nature. We see the world moving in seemingly opposite directions. In some ways, we have never lived in a better period of history in terms of technological progress, in terms of health literacy, and a whole host of other indicators of our well-being. But at the same time, we live in a time of polarization, war, violence, animosity, divisive ideologies, hateful populism in the political space. And it's difficult at times to try and make sense of it, and especially to think about our place in this world. What are we supposed to be doing at this time? And I would say that it is a remarkable crossroads in history that we're living through, where the world as we have known it, for better or worse, is coming to an end. You know, I have a 96-year-old father who was born in Iran in the Middle East in 1928. He was brought up without electricity, without running water. Half of his brothers and sisters died in infancy, because there was a 50% infant mortality rate. A mother would bury half of her children because of dysentery, cholera. So that was the world in which my 96-year-old father was born. And today, he speaks with his grandchildren on Zoom, which until well into his adult life would have been something that you would only see in a science fiction film. So we should begin by recognizing that we have made extraordinary progress. But at the same time, in our societies, there is a sense of despair. There is a kind of psychic pandemic, as I like to call it. There is a lot of anxiety, depression, stress, substance abuse. And you sort of have to ask yourself, well, how do we make sense of this? Because yes, we have difficulties, but in physical terms, we are living in what is by far the best period in human history. So what is it that explains this prevalence of despair and disillusionment? And while we can speak about this at the individual level, at the level of families, communities, neighborhoods, places of work, it also is translating into this kind of extreme polarization, this very divisive political space that we live in today, which I think is not so much a question of ideology as it is one of mental health. I think our societies are becoming psychologically unhinged. And when we see this sort of very grotesque political discourse, I think it's more a reflection of what is happening at a time when, on the one hand, we have unprecedented prosperity, but at the same time, we are living through the social media generation. We have a world in which people are hyper-connected electronically, but only experience the most superficial connections with their fellow human beings. Mm-hmm. We are substituting the wondrous universe with the metaverse. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, we're becoming more and more isolated, more and more in denial about the sense of community and the powerful, authentic relations, which is ultimately the source of our happiness. And of course, this is not just a function of technology. It's a function of a consumerist culture, a materialistic civilization, which tells us that the measure of progress, the pursuit of happiness, is defined in terms of money, material things. So we have to, you know, ask ourselves, where has that brought us? We are, on the one hand, living in a world of infinite possibilities, the world of artificial intelligence, which frightens us, of course. No one wants to have a world that, where machines will take over and do terrible things. But on the other hand, imagine if artificial intelligence is put to good use in the service of humankind, rather than just to enrich some tech billionaires who are going to create an oligarchy and dominate everyone, then we could live in paradise. We could have an incredible world where no human being is in need. Everyone is taken care of. But when you combine that technological progress with a culture of greed, of profit at any cost, at complete indifference towards the suffering of others, lack of empathy, this culture of, you know, narcissism, self-centeredness, well, then that technology can become a means of domination and exploitation. So I think we're reaching a point in history where the world as we have known it has to give way to a new world. We have to walk into the unknown, and we have to reimagine society, we have to reimagine the economy, we have to reimagine our place in the universe, in effect. And I say this in particular because for the first time in history, we are confronted with the problem of anthropogenic climate change. Climate change caused not by natural factors, but because of human activity. So we witness, on the one hand, you know, divisive politics, the right wing against the left wing, Arabs against Israelis, the Russians against Ukrainians, and geopolitical games, and this incredible divisiveness. But on the other hand, the reality of humankind is one of inextricable interdependence. It would be foolish to think that our welfare can be separated from the rest of humanity, not just because of the nature of the global economy, flows of migration, and a whole lot of other aspects of the global village in which we live in. But climate change in particular is the game changer, because there's only one climate system. There's only one Earth. There's only one humankind. And for the first time, we're confronted with a situation where, for the sake of our common survival, we have to set aside our differences and we have to cooperate at really a planetary level. So this, of course, is a cause for concern. We see the massive forest fires in the prairies, and you've experienced it in British Columbia. Mm. We have flooding, droughts, a lot of chaos and loss and suffering. Mm. But on the other hand, the good news is that while we can ignore certain laws, let's say we have the international law of human rights, all sorts of treaties that have been concluded by the United Nations, and a lot of governments disregard those treaties and they violate human rights with impunity. And we try through our struggles to try and create a better world through the International Criminal Court, through our judicial systems, through democratic governments, through creating a more humane culture. We try to fight on several fronts to transform society and create a more just and unified culture. But when it comes to the laws of nature, well, you cannot violate the laws of nature with impunity, because the Earth has its own laws, which